Good morning from Marion, Kentucky. How are things going for you this week here on Hump Day? We have a lot of news to get to today, so let's get right into it. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Cumberland River Homes and BP Cruise Company. In the news today, Community Christmas is experiencing a shortfall. It has not reached its financial goal for the year. So let's hear from Program Coordinator Julie Heron about how you can help.
We need monetary donations for teenagers in order to provide gift certificates to Hodges and to the dollar store so parents can provide Christmas for their teenage children.
And where do they need to make donations right now? I know a lot of the angel tree tags are gone, but how can people still help out?
They can drop off their donations at Farmers Bank, either the branch or the main bank. Mm-hmm.
And in order to have their donation go toward this year's Community Christmas, what's the deadline for that?
December 17th.
Okay. And how many families are you serving this year?
48.
Mm-hmm. And roughly how many individuals would that be?
32 teenagers that we're trying to provide for, mm-hmm. and then approximately 200 people in the program, including all the kids and the parents.
Okay. Well, we appreciate what you all do for the community. Thank you, Julie Heron.
Thank you.
Julie Heron is president of the Interagency Council, which coordinates Community Christmas. Are you ready to save a little money on your taxes? Well, there's an opportunity, particularly if you're growing older. Let's hear from Crittenden County Property Valuation Administrator Todd Perriman about tax relief for those 65 and older.
Thank you, Chris, for having me. Last week, I was at the state property valuation assessment conference that the state puts on, and they had some exciting news. Every 2 years, they increase the homestead exemption amount for years 2022 or 2023 and 2024, the exemption was $46,350. And this year there's been a $2,750 increase. So the homestead exemption for 2025 and 2026 will be $49,100. Now, what the homestead exemption covers is if you turn 65 or older, if you turn 65 in a year, so in 2025, you turn 65, you can qualify for the homestead exemption. And what that exemption does is it reduces your home your assessed value by $49,100. So if your house is assessed at $100,000 and you sign up for the homestead exemption, your taxable assessment would drop from $100,000 to $50,900. Last year, or tax year 2024, that savings was around $399. So by signing up for this homestead exemption, you do save a significant amount of money. Now, those who have signed up for the homestead exemption already, to take advantage of this increase, you do not have to do anything. It just rolls over. It'll be if you got the exemption for $46,350 last year, it'll just increase to $49,100. The reason they increase this every 2 years is based on inflation. They have a calculation the state Department of Revenue does, and they determined that it needed to increase by $2,750 this year. Also, if you're disabled, you could qualify, 100% disabled, you qualify for the homestead exemption in that manner as well. You just come see our office and bring in your documentation stating that you're 100% disabled. And I believe you can be 70% as long as you have a statement saying that you are unemployable. So there's different ways we get around it. Just come talk to us if you think you qualify for the homestead exemption or the disability exemption, and our office be happy to help you out and see what we can do for you.
So, Todd, is there any way that the state notifies people that it's time for them to come apply for that or register, whatever you would call it, or do you just have to know at age 65, this is something that I'm afforded and I need to go sign up for it?
Yeah, so across the state, there's nothing that, the Department of Revenue or anyone does. When I came into office, that was one of the first things that that I knew that a lot of people did not know that they qualified for this. So currently, you know, January, February of every year, I get a list of property owners that are turning 65 in that year. And for the past 2 years, I've sent out birthday cards saying, you know, you're turning 65 this year, or we believe you're turning 65 this year. Take advantage of this homestead exemption right now. Come in now before the tax bills come out. Get signed up. That way, when the tax bill goes out, it's already on there and you're already saving the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you forget to do that and you get your tax bill in November and you realize that you qualify for the homestead exemption, that's no problem. You can still come in, sign up for it. We can do an exoneration here in the PVA and send that over to the sheriff's mm-hmm. office, and they'll adjust your tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to me, it's one of the things that the PVA office can do is mm-hmm. to try to get that information out there. Like I said, I do these birthday cards. My first year in office, I did a tax roll audit and went through and tried to discover if there were people who had qualified for it, you know, for several years that had never done it. And I believe I sent out letters to roughly 100 property owners
mm-hmm.
that I felt should take advantage of this homestead exemption. Now, homestead exemption does apply only to your personal residence. So, yeah. You know, it won't apply to if you have a house, your personal residence, and you have a separate farm. You can only have the homestead exemption on where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. Some people don't quite understand that. But again, it is definitely worth taking advantage of. And we try our best to get that information out there. And we've had a pretty good response on these birthday mm-hmm. cards that we send out.
Yeah. All right. Well, great information. Appreciate what you do for the community, the county, and getting that word out. And hopefully some folks will hear this and realize, hey, it's time for me to get my discount. I've earned it.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for the opportunity, Chris.
Yes, sir. Todd Perriman, thank you.
So again, if you are 65 or older and have not applied for your homestead exemption, stop by the PVA's office in Crittenden County, which is out in the Industrial Park South in the county office complex, or you can do that online.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruise Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Well, the Blue Knights chess team is at it again. They went down to McCracken County over the weekend and won some awards. Russell Vince and Riker Bryant were the top winners, but the team did well too. You can see all of the details in this week's Crittenden Press. And of course, there are several things going on around the community to do with the holidays. You know, the Living Christmas Tree opened last weekend, and they have three more big performances rolling in for the weekend: Friday night, Saturday night, and then the Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Information on that is also in your newspaper this week. Crittenden County Rocket Band will host its annual Christmas concert, A Rocket Christmas, on Tuesday, December 17th. Now, that performance begins at 6:30 p.m., but the doors will open at 5:30, and they will have a fundraising silent auction. You're invited to attend, and that will be out at Rocket Arena on the high school campus. Another big holiday event is coming up this weekend, and let's hear all the details about what Cumberland River Homes has in store.
Support Cumberland River Homes during a very Merry Christmas benefit at Salem Baptist Church Friday, December 13th, with special guests Cutter and Cash and the Kentucky Grass, Jamie Ragel, Chris Golden, plus Cumberland River Homes Choir. This musical and comedy event is a fundraiser for the future development of Cumberland River Homes. Doors open at 5 p.m.
And I always like to throw out some of the Throwback Thursday stuff that's in the paper. So 50 years ago this week, on December 12th, 1974, Nelson's Pharmacy, which was there on Main Street in Marion, topped Crittenden County League standings for the Thursday night men's bowling league over at Sullivan's Rainbow Lanes. High game winners were Pippi Harden, Buck Travis, Gene Stone, Bill King, Jim Burns, and Nelson Hughes. That would have made a pretty good golf team, too. Throwback Thursday is a nice little feature we have in the Crittenden Press. Invite you to grab that, look at it. It's worth the dollar you pay for the newspaper just to read some of those entries as we look back 50 years ago, 25 years ago, and 10 years ago each week in your local newspaper. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Crittenden County High School senior Carly Porter is your most valuable player for the Lady Rocket volleyball team, which finished up a very successful season this fall as a Class A second region champion. They had their award ceremony over the weekend, and you can see all of the award winners in your Crittenden Press. We have a nice photo of them and list all of the award winners. Speaking of award winners, all West Kentucky Conference football team has been announced, and Crittenden County had five guys on that team: Caden Travis, Braden Brandsassy, Caden Howard, Cameron Belcher, and Quinn Summers made the team. And in case you've missed it over the last few days, the college football playoff system is expanded to 12 teams, and they've announced all those 12 teams that will play for a national championship. Number one seeds, there are four of them: Oregon, Georgia, Boise State, and Arizona State. The other teams in the tournament will be Clemson, Texas, SMU, Penn State, Indiana, Notre Dame, Tennessee, and Ohio State. The Tide is not in it. Alabama got bumped out by SMU. In college basketball, your number four Kentucky Wildcats, now 8-1 overall, will play Colgate tonight at 7 p.m. In local basketball, Crittenden County's boys lost 72-69 in overtime on Tuesday night down at Trigg County as they opened district play. Braden Poindexter led the Rockets with 18 points. Cameron Belcher had 16, Drake Young 12 for all the scoring, and details from the game see this week's Crittenden Press. In other boys' action around the area, Lyon County beat Livingston Central 90-63 last night, and Caldwell County topped Union County 68-52. In girls' basketball action, the Lady Rockets won 60-34 at Trigg County as Anna Boone scored 21, Elliott Evans 16, and Briston Rushing 11. In other action around the area, Lyon County beat Livingston Central 61-42 last night, and Caldwell County beat Fort Campbell 55-24. That's a wrap on today's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.